Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Speaking of farmers and you know, the Word of God tells us in John 12:24, says this is what the Word says. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. And Jesus says, verse 25, that the man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Mm-hmm. And you got to look at that and say, wait a second, what is happening here? What is the scripture telling us here in John chapter 12, verse 24, says, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground, right, and dies, it remains only a single seed. And then in verse 25, it says the man who loves his life, well, it remains a single seed, but if it dies, it produces many seeds. In verse 25, it says the man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Mm-hmm. And there's something about a seed, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Something about a seed. You know, I think about how when, you know, many believers want to do something for God. You know, I know when I got saved and the Lord saved me, I mean, oh my goodness, I was like, Lord, I'll do anything for you. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll do anything for you. I was right. So pumped, man. My life had been so redeemed. He saved me, forgave me for all the stuff that I had done. You know? I'm like, I love you, Jesus. I love you. And I will do anything mm-hmm. for you. Okay. And I just, you know, you have that feeling you just want to be used. And yep. And it's like, you know, you have such a sense of gratitude.
Yeah.
And it's like, Lord, you point me in the direction. Send me. You know, I'll go where they don't want to go. Send me. But I'm indebted for you forever.
That's right.
But, you know, from the time that then the Lord will send you. He will send you. And mm-hmm. He will use you.
All right. There's a process before you get to that, though. There's a process. Can't leave that part out.
I didn't know that. He will use you and he will launch you.
Think about it. It's like, hey, I want a garden, man. I want some vegetables, man. I want tomatoes, cucumbers. Yep. I want some collard greens.
Yep.
I'm going to plant me a garden.
Mm-hmm.
But think about that, David. Exactly. There's a process. To plant a garden. Let me tell you, I've done it.
The process.
There's a process. Well, so see, yeah, we can use you. I can use you.
Mm-hmm.
The first Corinthians 15 says, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And when you sow a seed, you do not plant the body that will be, but just the seed, perhaps of wheat or something else. And it's like, you know, it's just a seed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the seed, and there's different kinds of seeds for different types of harvest. You mean you want apple trees, you can have apple seeds, and, you know, orange seeds produce orange trees, and, you know, pear seeds produce pear trees, and the list goes on and on, but mm-hmm. but the seed itself is not the tree, it's just the seed. It's just the seed, and our life is just a seed. Yeah. You know, the nature of a seed, and I had to look this up, and thanks to Wikipedia there, but I looked this up. It says the inside of a seed contains an immature, undeveloped plant. That's what's inside of a seed. It's immature and undeveloped, but there's something in there.
Right.
There's something in there, but whatever's on the inside will never come to fruition. It'll never become what it's meant to be unless it's actually buried and put in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it must die to being one single seed alone. See, that's the dot of being one single seed alone with the potential that it must give up its present state so that out of one seed, many seeds can come forth.
All right.
It's got to die to what it presently is so that more can come out of it. And that's what kind of what the Lord says. He'll use us. He'll take us, right? And he will use our lives, but we have to die. Not all deaths is a bad death. You know, there's some good things that need to die off. You know what I'm saying? There's some good deaths here. You know?
Oh,
some
yeah. stuff's,
some situations just have to die and go away.
Quickly.
And if we sow our life, you know, we sow our life for God and for the kingdom, so much can come out of our life. So we're going to pass through this life just one time. We have one chance. One chance. And what are we burying? We're burying our soulish ways, the things of our flesh, our wants, what we think, our desires. And we're just saying, you know what, God, I'm going to sow my life. I'm going to go through the process Pat was talking about. I'm going to bury my life in you. I'm going to sow this old life so that you can use me, and that out of my life, more seeds, more life can come out of that. When you think about all the missionaries that are scattered across this country, we have American missionaries. Mm. We have missionaries scattered across the world. They planted their life. They gave their life, right? So that something wonderful can come out of it, so that the kingdom of God can advance, and so that people can know the Lord. I want to encourage you today. Listen, you know, God's done amazing work in your life. He's changed you. He's redeemed you. He's brought you, you know, from sin, hell, and the grave. And you have this awesome gratitude welling up in your heart that you want to do something for the Lord. I want to encourage you. Sow your life. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it cannot bear any fruit. There's so much more on the inside of you that God wants to do. There's so much more inside of you. There are nations inside of you. But you got to be willing to die to yourself so that God can use you in what he's doing on the face of this earth. Let me tell you, it's so much better. Get ready to leave all that other stuff that needs to go so that God can bring forth a huge harvest in your life and for his kingdom.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.